Oh boy, episode 3 of the little shows that couldn't. You're listening to me, it's Brett Medill. I'm here with co-host Sean Stewart.
Hey, I'm here too.
We're recording live from C4 Comic Con, that's the Central Canada Comic Con. We're here live at the Manitoba Podcast Network table on Saturday, November 1st, kind of taking in the sights and giving you our last episode here covering the Clerks animated series, the fifth and sixth episodes, the last ones, the ones that they certainly never aired on ABC. They found some airtime on Comedy Central eventually. But
they were released on DVD and Comedy Central, yeah.
And that's it.
They had a good run.
Absolutely. They had a terrible run.
That's incredibly awful.
It might be remarkable that they had a run at all.
Especially with what we've gone over already.
People don't get to have any TV shows whatsoever that they get to make. So six episodes is six episodes of TV more than I've made. But
that's very true.
That said, not a super strong six episode run. But these last two episodes, pretty good.
I'm actually a pretty big fan.
These last two episodes might even be my favorite. We'll start with episode five. Yeah, episode
we start
five.
Off at their high school reunion, Randall and Dante's.
It's a high school reunion that then moves into all sorts of different movie parodies, really.
Right, yeah.
A lot of reference heavy. But the episode starts with a Challenger disaster joke.
It certainly does. We should probably put context. The high school reunion was the reunion for both the 70s, 80s, and the 90s class of New Jersey, Leonardo, New Jersey.
So it was a big triple,
reunion. Triple slam.
Ah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's important.
And a Challenger joke, the class of 80 was supposed to be what it was about, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, not great. I don't want to say tasteless, but I mean, it's...
Pretty close. Pretty close to tasteless.
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty close. It's rough. It's tough to deal with. And I don't know, man. Then it jumps right from that into we get all these jokes about how Randall turned... I don't know if it would be acceptable. You tell me. Would it be acceptable these days to write scenes where a character is so terrible that it's implied that they can turn gay, that turning gay is a choice, or that can be done
to them.
Well,
it's more like his innate ability, really.
Like it's his mutant superpower?
Yeah, exactly. His mutant power, that's like a level 3, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, he's not an Omega level?
No, yeah. That's not an Omega level
mutant
ability, yeah.
So he's causing trouble.
Level 3 lesbian turner.
Okay.
Randall
All
Graves.
Right. Sure. That's a.
That's what we're
What's
at.
His superhero name then, Sean?
Oh.
Turn Man? The Turner? Turnover Man?
That's a good question. Inverto?
The Lesbinator? Inverto. Okay, I like
Let's
that.
Let's go with Inverto.
You win. You win. Inverto is the name. Yeah. Randall Graves, a.k.a. Inverto, a.k.a. Best Hall Monitor.
And poor Dante trying to reassociate with his old baseball team.
Yeah,
and none of them know who he is.
Doesn't work out very well.
Not a single person.
But you were telling me that with all the gay jokes and with all the Randall turning women into lesbians thing, you were telling me that GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance, actually came out for this show.
They were perfectly fine with the jokes that were told.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. But I mean, at the same time, you can tell when you watch a show, they make a bunch of jokes about homosexuality. But in the end, the show isn't intolerant of homosexuality at all.
No, absolutely not. It's fairly tasteful.
It's completely tolerant. It's just kind of part of the show?
I suppose.
I don't know.
There were a lot of gay jokes strewn around, like strewn through all the episodes that we've seen so far and that we will see.
I'd like to think that since Leonardo and Randall both have the same bad meat gambit, actually means that, like, Randall, there's hope for Randall. He could become a billionaire someday.
Once he sues
he's got the same. He's got the same kind of thought process as Leonardo.
And he is the cause of most of the terribleness on this show.
Yeah. So realistically,
possible.
he's set up for it. He's ready for it.
He's
That's
like
the
his
thing.
Apprentice.
Because
you know
he gets the last starfighter thing happens with the Pharaoh, right? And like what we see from Randall is Randall has he'll hold back Dante at every opportunity.
Right.
He'll discourage Dante from improving his life, but when the opportunity comes along for Randall to just instantly make his own life better for, with no effort at all, he jumps immediately to his last Starfighter dream in episode 5, right?
Exactly.
He's willing to abandon his life immediately, but he's not willing to let anybody else escape his gravity.
Right, and that's also compounded in when he finds the Faro arcade cabinet in the closet of his janitor school, where he was about to have, you know, get it on with someone from his old class.
Exactly.
And just completely just ignores her.
No, he's too deep into the Faro.
SEX just needs to top his old high score, which he does, and which leads to the Last Starfighter theme throughout the episode.
I'm a fan of the Last Starfighter. And then you get the Temple of Doom, and you also have like a Bad News Bears thing happening.
Yeah, exactly. With
right?
Dante.
Like, those are the three movies that really come into play in this one.
Definitely.
Last Starfighter, Temple of Doom.
Very present.
And Bad News Bears. Yeah. The fingerprints are all over this. We got the Scottish-ish foreign player.
Right. Well, to set up the Bad News Bears storyline, Dante and Leonardo drunkenly stumble out of the high school reunion and end up at Dante's place.
It seems to be suggested that they sleep together or something. They definitely pass out in the same room.
It seems like Leonardo knows what was going on. Dante certainly didn't.
He's got no idea what's happening.
And it didn't seem like Leonardo was proud of himself at that point. So he basically, I don't know, is it blackmail? Wouldn't it be considered blackmail if he got the baseball team under his control?
Dante didn't really understand. He should have taken the $1 million.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, he didn't even hear the $1 million suggestion.
He missed it entirely. I could be Walter Matthau in the Bad News Bears.
Exactly. Who wouldn't want to be Walter Matthau?
You could be Walter Matthau in the Bad News Bears.
I could be Walter Matthau if I gave it a shot. I don't know how good I could be with Walter Matthau, but it is definitely possible.
And then you just have
to do that.
Jason Mewes just has to become your version of Kelly Leak, your superstar.
Yeah, he's definitely Dante's ace in the hole once he realizes his softball. Sorry, I've been saying baseball team.
Softball. Yeah, right.
How his softball team is just complete crap.
Yeah, and Jason Mewes is still technically in the fourth grade.
He's still in the fourth grade.
So it really works out.
So technicality.
There's some positives there. There's some opportunities.
He definitely takes them to the top. And I love how Silent Bob follows Jay around the bases when he gets it, or even when he's intimidating.
Yeah, they're
players.
A team.
Yeah, exactly.
They're hetero life mates.
Life mates to the end.
That's how it works.
Absolutely. And we even get a glimpse of the kid in the helmet that we've
Absolutely.
Been hearing about.
We've heard so many tales about the kid in the helmet, and we finally see him. And you know what? His life's okay. He's doing all right. He's tricking Jay.
Definitely tricking
he's
Jay.
He's got one up on Jay, so that's...
He's definitely got Jay off his game.
He's definitely capable. It's good. It's good. You know, I don't want to get bogged down in the details of the episode too much.
Yeah, for sure.
What really it comes down to is, was it good? Like, did you enjoy it?
Yeah,
did absolutely. You like all that Temple of Doom stuff? Like,
Temple of Doom stuff.
Temple of Doom is a bad Indiana Jones movie.
Right.
But it's a great send-up. Like, and it's great how, at the end, once all these children from Tom's River have been through this horrible nightmare Temple of Doom slavery, it's like that... All of that effort, all that Temple of Doom stuff has all been done just so they can get these poor malnutrition children back to their home so they can be soundly beaten in softball.
Just so Dante could have his small victory of champion.
He needs a win.
Escort
service softball has to be the little league softball champions. That's how it has to be.
Absolutely.
It's the only way it can end. And those poor kids. It was pretty dark. These recent slaves.
Well, I mean, when you start off with a Challenger joke.
And then you finish off with recent slaves playing softball.
There. Exactly.
And losing. And losing.
Losing.
Soundly. Poorly. Soundly yeah. losing. Being exactly. beaten.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out. But,
What was going on with that temple? I mean, Randall was supposed to be setting up a temple for a pharaoh, allegedly. But there was, like, mining underground and, like, intricate, like, mine cart paths. Like, what's going on with this temple?
It was really just missing mole men, right? Like, it needed some mole men,
yeah.
some mole people.
You would think they would come back, but no.
It would have been important. I would have appreciated that.
Yeah.
But, absolutely. I don't know, episode 5, it's got some good stuff. It's got those good movie references going for it. and a lot of weirdness, a lot of darkness, and
all kinds of goodness, I'd
say.
Yeah,
yeah. And Randall turns a lot of women gay, apparently.
It's his mutant ability. He can't help it.
Inverto.
Inverto.
That'd be a good one. We're gonna have to
Randall
do that.
Graves is Inverto. Coming to CW.
Coming soon
to the CW. Where we'll make any comic book a TV show.
The CW. Terrible welcome. I don't know. I haven't watched those shows. Arrow and The Flash are on CW?
I've been watching The Flash as well. They're decent. They're all right. There's a very big cheese factor in the acting, for sure.
I can give
them some credit.
It's
very noticeably cheesy. But the story's there. It's fun to follow. I don't know. I've been digging it.
Cool.
We never talked about the nationality. Well, we kind of...
Well, you've seen the show. There's a good joke. The softball team has a foreign exchange student on it is dressed like they are Scottish-ish. But they don't really behave very Scottish. They're all over the place.
There's no
stereotype you can really nail down about this particular foreign student.
It's definitely up in the air as to what kind of nationality this kid is.
Yeah. But those kids are all bullied by the kids that look like nerds.
It's good.
So I guess let's move on. Let's move right on. We don't get like a learning section in episode 5. We just get Charles Barkley showing up in the end with another movie reference. There's a Jedi. There's a Return of the Jedi movie reference where Yoda and Obi-Wan and Darth Vader are all standing there ghostly styles, and the ghost of Charles Barkley arrives and he gets shut down. That's cold, Obi-Wan.
The extreme.
So it's too bad. I appreciate the Charles Barkley that we can get this show.
I would have appreciated another magic trick or another, Jay and Silent Bob sign says moment. But
yeah, why not? It's what we love.
At this point, I'm sure they knew they weren't going to continue on making more Clerks. So
well, they only had 6 ordered, so it was kind of like, well, let's make 6. And I imagine it was kind of like, hey, well, let's see if we can get more ordered after this. And that order never came. So episode 6... they show up at a Comic Con.
Just
like the one we're at today.
Very appropriate.
And they had our Comic Con, and they have their own panel at that Comic Con where they are accosted and slandered.
All kinds of things.
Though Dante may be in the Matrix.
Well, I mean, that's not established until after we're told we're going to take Clerks right back to its roots.
Yeah, right. So this episode's supposed to be more like Clerks the movie.
Like the movie, exactly.
Yeah.
And then immediately it goes to shit.
Yeah,
immediately
no,
it's like,
it fails.
Hey, Dante.
Yeah.
Morpheus calls Dante up, tells him about the Matrix, and then he's instantly back in the quick stop.
Thanks. Yeah, and, I think, which pill did Neo take, Dante? Dante Neo.
Which one would he take? Because he never really took a pill. I don't know. I think he would go back to his mindless quick stop world.
Yeah.
That sounds like something. Because I feel like, no, you know what? Dante isn't uncomfortable going out of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
Maybe he would take the red pill.
Yeah?
I think so.
He wants to change his life. He just doesn't know how.
He doesn't know how because Randall's always bogging him down.
That's right. He is.
So,
Randall's
if he had an opportunity, I think he would take the red pill.
I think you're right. He'd have to.
He would have to make it interesting.
He's got some ambition in life. He doesn't want to be stuck at the quick stop forever.
Yeah. I like how we go from the morning of quick stop to the evening of quick stop. No in between, no shutters open.
That's not needed.
Yeah, exactly.
Skip right through that. There's a fair across the street.
There's a gape. What we're assuming is a gay pride parade. We're not entirely sure what kind of thing it is.
But Alan Thicke is there.
Jay and Silent Bob think it's the gayest thing ever. They go check it out anyway, because why not? What else are they going to do? Sell fireworks? Doubt it. Not this late.
But this, I don't know, despite all the gay jokes, again, we have to point out that, like, the show certainly doesn't seem to be anti-gay at all.
No,
they have
absolutely
have positive attitudes toward
Let's cement that fact in. Let's stitch it into our skin.
We want to be very clear.
Very clear.
This show seems to be tolerant for gay folks.
I also like
but
how
it will
Randall
not stop joking about that.
Yeah, I also like how Randall starts like Clerks-esque conversations with Dante, even though he's just trying to get through his day. He just wants to get to that date with Caitlin Bree. He just wants to close up the Quick Stop. Can't do it because the gay pride parade across the street is open. And Randall is just constantly bringing up Goofus and Gallant.
Getting in the way, causing
how lightsabers
problems.
Will
it's no good.
Only, how do lightsabers stop? All kinds of things.
It's a pretty funny episode, but, like, I don't know. This show ran out of steam for some reasons, didn't it, Sean? I mean, I really want to close us up here. We gotta close the book on Clerks today.
Oh, yeah, we'll close it up. Don't worry.
The sixth episode was pretty weak.
You think so?
I liked the fifth one a lot.
Right.
The sixth episode, I didn't think was so great.
I think, you know what? It's probably my favorite one out of the six.
Really?
I gotta be honest. Yeah. Because it did have that Clerks feel, but it also had that the feel of the animated show that we've been watching for five episodes.
Right.
So
sure.
It blended well with me, I suppose.
Okay, I guess then the question becomes, who's the MVP for these episodes 5 and 6?
Oh, we wrapping it up already?
Well, I mean, I think
talk
we want to
Steve Dave. And
well, we can. I'm just saying, like. We're hitting episode 6 and we're wrapping it up. So, like,
oh, yeah.
You like the Steve Dave and Walt Flanagan finally got some play
finally
in episode 6?
Yeah.
They're having a sleepover.
Yeah. You're just jealous because we're having sleepovers.
And they play Naked Robber.
Naked Robbers.
Yeah.
Naked. Do you think there are cops in those robbers? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe one of them's a cop. I think maybe Steve Dave likes to be a cop at night.
Oh.
And Walt
Guaranteed
Flanagan's
he
the
does.
Then little robber.
Guaranteed.
He's going to catch him. And he's gonna, he will, he'll catch him. Steve Dave catches him. Tell
then,
him, Steve Dave.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
I was just waiting for
ape
that.
Ape rampage that we never see, of course.
Yeah.
That's terrorizing Leonardo, New Jersey as this parade's going on. We get some weird twins. We get the roadies taking care of the...
Lots of off-screen action in this episode.
Exactly.
Lots of characters coming in and telling you what's happening, but... God forbid anyone should be shown
right.
that until
That's
it's time.
Too much to animate.
And you know what? That's fine. Because outside is really just the Matrix anyway.
Exactly. You don't want to go outside in the Matrix anyway.
Outside is the Matrix. It just... Jay and Silent Bob might enjoy it, but you won't, Dante.
No, yeah.
It'll be the Matrix.
Soccer team could walk in, play some soccer with you in the store.
In the
instead of
even,
on the roof.
They didn't even go to the roof. They
That's
played
ridiculous.
Soccer right in the store. Oh, it's going to be more like the movie. It's going to be more like the
we're
movie.
Gonna be, we're going to
no.
keep it real.
And then we're going to completely destroy
Sorry,
that
we're
idea.
We're going to take you to the Matrix and take you inside and play soccer. Okay, fine. I'm down
fine.
With that.
Do what you got to do.
And then the Quick Stop becomes under heavy police security.
Yeah.
After it turns out that Morpheus bounced a signal to Bill Clinton's airplane.
You can't just mess with the president whenever you want.
Can't do you can't say your CMP when he's peeing, because then the authorities will come on to you 5 seconds later.
And the Secret Service is going to come and mess with you. That's how it's going to work. So, Sean, who's the MVP of episodes 5 and 6 for you?
For me, I'm going to go with a hat trick on this one and say Jay one more time.
Jay. All three episodes. Jay,
three,
Jay,
yeah.
Jay. You're just a big Jay fan?
I'm a big Jay fan. I think if I was going to see myself in an animated form, it would definitely be as Jay.
Yeah? Think you'd be a softball superhero for grade fours?
I'd be a softball superhero. I would still be in the fourth grade. I would go check out a gay pride parade with my hetero life mate. What am I going to do? And...
But like with your personal athletic skills, could you star for a team of 9-year-olds?
Against 9-year-olds, yes.
But against your own peers,
no.
10-year-olds would be a little bit of a stretch for you.
Would be a big stretch.
I'd be too much.
Be a little too much.
9-year-olds, you got it covered.
Yeah, I can.
No trouble.
Swamp them.
No trouble whatsoever.
I get all bases loaded.
Wipe the floor with them. Knock them out.
Yeah.
Take care of business.
How about yourself?
I like it. Oh, it's tough. MVP. I gotta give it to Randall. I just really love the last
Randall.
Starfighter thing. Like,
for sure,
I
for
don't
sure.
want to because I hate Randall. Like, Randall bothers me
right.
as a human being,
right.
but he's not real. He's not real. And he's just a terrible, terrible character on this show that just didn't work out properly. And I like him. I don't know. He stirs the pot. He's the straw that stirs the drink on this show.
He definitely gets the show going.
But at the same time, it's very clear what the show's weaknesses were. Like, it didn't have a lot of directions it could go. It's like, okay, it's Clerks, but it's and then what happens at the store? Just more and more absurd stuff happening.
If they stuck with the store, it sounded like they had a lot of different ideas going on, going into another season or possibly more episodes. Like,
okay, let's play a game called Deadweight.
Okay.
What character could be eliminated from this show that would make the show better?
Oh, that would make the show better. Okay. Oh, I thought this game would be who would get cut out that wouldn't make any difference. And I was going to say Silent Bob.
No. Whose elimination improves the show? Who is just dragging the show down by their appearance?
Honestly, I'm going to say Dante. Because he's the antagonizer. He stops everything from happening.
He's the main character.
He is, but he sucks.
And this show would be better without him.
Without him, exactly. Yeah?
You know what? I'm going to agree with you.
Good.
Screw
you do.
Dante. Dante's pathetic. Dante reminds me of all the things I hate about myself. Like, screw that guy. I don't even want him to win.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to improve his life before he even deserves it.
And if we're taking the Clerks animated series as canon to the Clerks universe,
sure.
He eventually does better his life.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. And Clerks 3 just got announced recently.
Yeah,
so
there is that. We can definitely mention that.
So we'll see how together Dante has his life by then.
Yeah, we haven't seen the last of these Clerks, that's for sure. I guess, I don't know, Sean, does it float?
Does it float? Does Clerks float?
Does Clerks, the animated series, float?
I think it floats.
You think it floats?
I think so.
I hear Sean.
It's definitely buoyant in its own references of...
It's a buoyant show.
Very buoyant. Very floatable, you know?
It's got some references.
It's got some buoyancy to it.
Was it Ah Real Monsters?
No, it was definitely
not. No, it was not Ah Real Monsters.
No.
Okay, just wanted to check with you there.
It was definitely Clerks, the animated series.
Just wanted to ask if that show was Clerks, the animated series, or if you had mistakenly watched Ah Real Monsters.
Right.
But
that's
it was Clerks?
I'm like 95% sure it was Clerks.
Okay. One last question before we wrap up Clerks, the animated series. It's been a brief little sprint here getting through this six-episode show.
Yeah, there's only six episodes. There's so much you could do.
We're going to talk about one more thing here. I just want to say, let's play another little game called Spin-Off Salad.
Spin-off salad.
So
okay.
if we can spin off one of these characters, so rather than saying, okay, so we've got a character that we hated, we want to get rid of Dante.
Right.
So now what character could we take out of this show and give them their own show, and that would be a better show this show?
I have a two-part answer for you.
All right.
Jay and Silent Bob,
yep.
The animated series.
Okay.
They off do Snoochie Boochies, whatever they do.
Right.
And the next one, Leonardo Controls the Universe.
Oh, two different shows.
Leonardo is just taking into effect his plan for global domination.
Okay, we're really fleshing out the universe of the Kevin Smith films and TV shows.
Well, I mean, if they want to go so far.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd like that. I like that a lot.
I think that'd make a decent show. It'd at least last a season.
Yeah, I think so. Jay and Silent Bob could, sure.
Jay and Silent Bob could probably go on till the end of time.
Huh.
I mean, I might be exaggerating a little bit, but I'm not.
And, you know, I'm going to take kind of a different angle on this. I'm going to say that even Clerks as it is, we wouldn't have to spin it off. We could just have to make it like an 11-minute show, like a lot of the current the current cartoons and animated series.
I think we touched on this in an earlier episode.
Because, I think in 11 minutes, all of a sudden, this is a different show.
Absolutely.
There's a lot more room for absurdity in 11 minutes. You don't have to actually have things that make sense happening as much. You can just kind of chop things along, whip, bip, 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 you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody can stroll in and do a little dance and have a little Jimmy Jam salad and get out of the way.
And reset for the next episode.
Absolutely. Reset. I don't know. These are things that are options. They could have done it.
Well, I mean, Kevin Smith has always said that the Clerks animated series is still up in the air, but that's also been going on since forever.
For like 14 years?
Yeah, exactly.
No, man. There's always an opportunity for the Clerks show to come back as another animated show.
But who knows? I mean, we got another Clerks movie.
Yeah.
We're getting another Clerks movie.
Who knows? They could do there. They could take it there. They could base it off of whatever's happening in the Clerks 3 movie.
Yeah.
They could make the TV series roll from there. But the media nerds are waiting to podcast, so we'll just wrap this up.
Okay.
Everything's been kind of running late today here at Comic-Con, but we're going
to
enjoy the sights here for another half hour
up.
Or so. But if you enjoyed Comic-Con, that's great. If you're listening to us because you saw us at Comic-Con or you heard us about Comic-Con That's great. Check out our Twitter at Little Shows Pod. Our website, littleshowspod.com. You know, check us out. What's our next show going to be, Sean?
Next show will be Lucky Louie. So be prepared for that.
Yeah, so that's an HBO show. It was a sitcom starred Louis C.K.
Definitely did.
So if you enjoy his show on FX. FX?
Yep.
Yeah, FX. If you enjoy his FX show, if you enjoy his comedy, check it out. We're going to be covering that next. And I think Clone High after that. So Clerks Animated Series, Lucky Louie.
So watch out for those.
Check us out. Yeah, Little Shows Pod. You can reach us also. My Twitter is Brett Mad, B-R-E-T-T-M-A-D. And Sean?
I'm at Sean Stewman.
That's a S-H-A-U-N-S-T-E-W-M-A-N.
That is true.
So check us out, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Give us some feedback. Let us know what
Thanks
you think.
Listening.
Tell us what your favorite short-lived show is, and maybe we can tackle it soon. Let us know what's going on. Little Shows Podcast.
See ya.
Thanks for listening.